This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is, in case you somehow missed it, National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. 120 years of melting all over your hands goodness and big business ever since. Deborah First is a food writer and restaurant critic at the Boston Globe, also an ice cream sandwich aficionado. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. And now, honestly, I want an ice cream sandwich after reading this article.
I always want an ice cream sandwich.
That's right. So let's do a little history first. These things are plus or minus 120 years old today, right? I don't think we can pinpoint it, but they were hot from the get-go.
Yeah, they really were. It sort of started off as a craze for the masses. I guess the ice cream dealers started selling them on the Bowery in New York, and you know, you could buy them for a penny, but you had to have exactly a penny because they didn't have time to make change because they were making them so fast because everybody wanted one. And then, you know, the stockbrokers in the upper class saw everyone lining up for these things and decided to start slumming it because they were so delicious.
And here we are now in 2019, and ice cream sandwiches are like one of the hottest foods on social media somehow.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's a mixture of sort of nostalgia. Everybody sort of knows and loves them, but then they've been reinvented in all these beautiful, crazy, colorful ways, you know, unicorn sprinkles and all kinds of fancy cookies and different color ice creams. So they look really good and they taste really good and everybody knows them. So I think they have a lot of appeal that way.
You went out to a factory near Boston, I guess, the H.P. Hood Ice Cream Manufacturing Center or whatever it's called, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's in Connecticut, about a 2-hour drive from Boston. And it's a plant that's been around for a long time now, since the 60s. It's one of the original Hood plants. And, you know, Hood is a maker of those classic ice cream sandwiches. And so, yeah, I got to go and see the ice cream sandwiches being born.
Well, and you had one right off the line, right?
I did. And, you know, it's like so fresh. The cookies are like so crunchy. You know, you can just sort of hear the crunch deep in your inner ear when you bite into one. But you can't eat it the way you would eat a normal ice cream sandwich because the ice cream is so soft. It hasn't been frozen yet. You know, it's basically soft serve. And then the cookies are so crunchy. So if you bit into it, all that soft ice cream would just sort of squish out the sides. So you have to break a piece of the cookie off and then sort of scrape the ice cream out and eat it that way.
You are the food professional. So I'm going to offer my opinion and I'm going to let you shoot it down here. But in my book, ice cream sandwiches are vanilla ice cream only, and you can't have any other thing on the top. No cookies, no nothing. It's just that soggy, bready stuff, right?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, it can't be anything else. I mean, all those fancy inventions, they're trash, Kai. It has to be the classic.
Deborah First, she writes on food. She's also a food critic at the Boston Globe. Deborah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.